Announce the date.
Calling the meeting to order. Oh, right, we need a roll call, Mr. Secretary.
Chuck Anderson.
Present.
Antine Antrim. Rodrigo Argueta.
Isn't it?
Fred Blair. Lydia Berson.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon. John Frumshow. Luis Garcia Iivan. Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywall. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chipasha Luchembe, requested an excused absence. Brenda Medina.
She wanted to pick up something.
Dutch Merrick. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Present.
Steve Pry.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Aquí.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
John Wenger. Lamont Yakey. Are there any LSB members present? I neglected to call. Thirteen present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Ground rules for communication. Especially given the wonderful history and the wonderful strong people that we are, let's see who we can be called on. Please raise your hand. Please acknowledge the time of the timekeeper. And most importantly, please remember the mission statement in the spirit. And the public will have time for public comment. With our roll call, we have a lot of staff members of KPFK in-house, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, please, who are in the public, to let us know you are in the house.
Right now?
Yeah.
Pedro Baez, Hutchinson Report, Town Hall of the Air, in the house.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Brad Friedman of the Bradcast, in the house.
Thank you.
Debbie Doyle, producer.
Thank you. Sister Pamina.
Hi, I'm Pamina. And I'm very happy to be here. It's my first board meeting.
Oh,
so
welcome.
Excited. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, Mr. DeBerry?
I forgot a couple of folks back there.
They didn't introduce themselves. Sorry, I haven't met you yet.
What was the second name? I didn't hear it.
Lance Allison. Thank you.
That's the first time I'm putting a face to the name, so thank you.
Steve Weatherwax.
Hi, Mr. Steve.
Steve Weatherwax, KPFK staff.
Weren't you
former board chair?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Former board chair, right?
And Mr. Haniel Grayfield, interim general manager and listener, and here we are at the LSB meeting. I'm happy to see that the staff, both paid and volunteer, have shown up. I feel if we are going to be about community radio, we should practice communitarianism and engage one another on all levels. So I'm very honored and happy that y'all have joined me today.
Thank you. Excuse absences request?
Yes. And I move to accept the review of the excuse absences request to possibly assembly.
Use the microphone.
I was moving to accept the excused absence request of Chipasha Luchembe. Did Dutch Merrick also?
I
thought he sent in a request if he had to shoot today. Yeah. Second.
Are there any objections?
Only that once again, we have asked that the full board get all requests for excused absences.
Mr. Luchambeek has been forwarded to the board. It should be in your box.
I understand that. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that wasn't forwarded.
Mr.
Dutch-Merrick? Who has that one? Can you forward it to the secretary, please?
I can forward it.
Any? Thank you.
Are there any other objections? Can you take a vote?
If is there any question? Does she object? If there's no objection, she hasn't. There's no objection.
She objected.
No, she just reminded us that we're supposed to forward
that.
You can do a show of hands. Okay, is there a show of hands to accept the excused absence request?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All or nothing.
There's 10 who are in favor. If you're not in favor, please raise your hand. If you're not in favor.
I'm not voting for a long, solid thing.
So, oh, you're not stubborn.
Well, yeah, one of those people objected to my mock absence, and I got a thing from this board saying it was not accepted, so I will not be voting for his absence unless I'm notified in advance. It's a little bit of excuse than I had to worry.
Are you going
to
abstain?
I'll abstain because we're voting for all or nothing.
Well, what I hear him asking for, and I would second if it's a motion, is that we vote on the two requests separately. First for the request on Pashumbe, and then second for the request on Dutch-Merrick. Right. You want to sever. Yeah. You want to sever. You don't have an objection to that, do you, Lawrence? Or who are they? I have no objection to the second or other. So why don't we just consider them separated, and let's first vote then on the first one.
So you're making a motion? Yes. Okay. I second. Okay. All in favor of separating the request for excused absences, please raise your hand. If you're in favor.
Unanimous,
so there's no objection.
What
would you
ask
for? Okay.
So, I need to forward
that.
Wait, there's some confusion here.
Do I
have a vote count, or
was it? I did take a vote count, but it was without objection. Everybody had their hand up.
Okay, thanks.
So now they're separated. I do have that email. I apologize, I even missed the day of work this week. So I will forward that email from Mr. Merrick, full request from the chair to be excused for the absence.
Part of
the
Ms.
Kaufman?
When did it come?
I can check on that and then...
I'll do it.
Okay.
I knew about it a few days ago.
Okay. Yeah.
But I knew about it a few days ago.
I was also sick, and I've only been getting well now. So I apologize for the delay in forwarding that.
I think
that.
I saw it about 2 days ago.
I mean, you know, whatever. We're going to vote separately.
We're going to vote separately. So we'll go. We'll start with Mr. Luchembe.
We voted on the separation.
Oh, okay. And so we'll vote on Mr. Luchembe, and I can pull that up. If you are in favor of accepting Mr. Luchembe's request for an excused absence, please raise your hand. Unanimous? In favor?
Is that unanimous?
Yes. Mr. Brooks?
I just wanted to make a comment or a discussion on the second. I would vote in favor of it if that email is in the LSB mailbox. I'm fine with it, but if that's what we're going to be doing, then I need to see it in the LSB mailbox.
Thank you. I apologize for the delay in relaying that message. Also, before it was also on another side requested through email that it was becoming very burdening for people to receive responses to simple absence requests.
Well, it's become an issue.
So
that's fine. Everybody, please use the microphone.
I have that email.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I got it on Wednesday, the 21st. That's when we began to get sick. Sorry. I was out on Friday. It says, I am scheduled to work this Sunday. Please excuse my absence as I am employed. And he has information. I can pass this around if you'd like to see. Ms. Kaufman, would you like to take a look at the email for verification?
No, I
that was the request I just thought.
I'll speak to that. I mean, the point is, when we've made the point repeatedly, when people email half the board or just
that's
the feedback. I'm not finished, that people, the whole board, should know, not just half the LSB. We've made that point repeatedly for a year. That's the point. You know, it didn't happen again. So, there you go. What are you going to do? Whatever.
We have a motion on the floor. Can we just vote on Dutch marriage?
Okay.
Well, there was one comment about it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to offer a brief comment. I frankly agree with what Kim has said. I just think in this case, it ought not to inure to the detriment of Dutch Merrick that our chair got sick and didn't do what we asked to be done. Dutch Merrick did what he asked. Dutch Merrick did all he was supposed to do. He sent in a request for ahead of time because he's working today. Any fault is not his, and therefore he ought not to be charged with an unexcused absence.
I reiterate my point of order, Kim.
Point of order, we have a point of order.
I'd like to speak.
It's
not necessarily your responsibility. Dutch could have emailed the whole LSB.
Thank you. Okay, I'm not going to get into this debate. I already made my point. So we'll go ahead and vote. If you're in favor of excusing Mr. Merrick's absence, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
In favor? If you are not in favor, please raise your hand. 1. Abstention? 1.
2 abstentions.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2.
The yeses are 9, the noes are 1, the abstentions are 2.
Correct. Mr. Lamont, thank you.
Yeah. Is it getting too cold in here?
Hi, Lamont.
No.
Good afternoon.
There's a nameplate somewhere.
The nameplate is over there on the Lamont.
I don't know.
So, the motion carries for Mr. Merrick. He's absent. And so, timekeeper.
I offered to do it and keep the list of people who are waiting their hands to speak.
Is there any objections, Mr. Lassie, to the speaker? Can we propose with how much time for speaker?
90 seconds.
4 or 5? Is there any objection in 90 seconds for speaker? Seeing none? Okay. Okay, 90 seconds for a speaker, please. Approval of the agenda. Are there any requests for amendments, Mr. Reyes?
Yes, I'd like to request in response to a listener that requested that I ask this question. That in bullet point number 3, where it says chair, year end report, that the directors be allowed at least 6 minutes in total to provide the year end report. So that's in, it will be 3A.
My report will only take about a minute and a half.
I'll second that.
Any objections?
Are there any objections to adding limited time? My time will be less than 5, and theirs will be 6.
Okay.
There's no objection? Okay. Are there any other amendments to the agenda, Mr.?
No, I think we have to move to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Are there any objections? Seeing none. Okay, minutes approval from August the 20th, our ad hoc committee, September 20th, October 18th, and November 15th. That's a lot of minutes to approve. Is there a motion?
One by one?
Is there a motion?
Approve the step the minutes of the ad hoc committee of August 20th.
Second.
Are there any objections? Ms. Kaufman, are you objecting?
Well, I can't find them right yet, but yeah, we don't. Those, that wasn't a meeting. That wasn't a meeting in the quorum. We don't have minutes of meetings that aren't minutes. That
are you
meetings.
Objecting?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we'll take a vote. Objection. If you are in favor of approving
I think what Kim is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is that we ought not to be voting on approving or not approving those minutes because no minutes should be taken of an ad hoc meeting. Correct me if I'm wrong.
There was no meeting, correct. There was no LSC meeting.
And therefore, what we're voting on now would be Kim's objection. We can either vote, agree with her or not agree with her. If we don't agree with her, then we can go on to vote on the objection. We vote on the substantive item.
It's listed
well,
as an ad hoc committee, not as an LSC meeting.
But there was notice for a LSC meeting. The LSC meeting did not meet, did not have quorum, so there was no meeting. There was no notice of an ad hoc meeting, and there's no, if there's under quorum, who is the meeting? There was no meeting.
I hear you, so this body to vote on that. I hear you.
No,
I move to postpone this item to the next LSC meeting.
This minutes or the whole item?
Just that.
Well, hold on, we'll see if there's a second.
I'd second that.
Okay. To postpone a discussion of this item until the next meeting.
You said postpone it to
I said postpone until the next LSC meeting.
Can you please send me the copy of these minutes, please? I can't find them.
Is there any objection to postponing?
I told my Wednesday the whole
I can't find them. Can you send them to me? I found them someplace. I'm not finding
them. Just for everybody who walked in, we are on item number 1F on minutes approval.
So the tabling passed without objection.
Tabling passed without objection?
Yeah, on that. So the ticket was done.
Okay. For September 20th, 2014.
Motion to accept the minutes of September 20th.
Ms.
Medina, welcome.
Hi. Thanks. Did we approve the agenda?
No. Yes, we have.
As amended?
As amended?
Yeah.
Okay, could you please restate the amended portion?
The amended is item number 3 to add a director's report to the chair of your end report. For a total of 6 minutes.
Okay.
Ms. Kaufman?
Yeah, I have an objection. This is where you voted on the people who didn't show up on August 20th, and it violates the bylaws because there was no meeting, and so therefore you can't vote on the people that didn't show up when there was no meeting. So this whole vote for excused absences for a previous meeting that didn't make quorum, I object to. It violates Robert's rules.
What she's reading is from the minutes from September 20th that give remarks about the August meeting.
It votes on the people that didn't show up at the August meeting.
So she's objecting to our approval of the September minutes.
I call the question.
You can't call the question.
Yes, I can.
No, you're the vice. You weren't called on, and Lydia had her hand up.
Okay, excuse me. I will chair. Thank you.
Yes.
Ms.
I was going to move to postpone until the next hour is being
Okay.
Are there any objections to postponing the approval for tabling the minutes for 9:20 to the next LSC meeting?
Who seconded?
Mr. Lackman seconded. Welcome, Dr. Wenger. Okay, approval minutes for October 18th.
I move to approve the minutes on October 18th, 2014.
Second. Not yet.
Are there any objections? All of these were sent to LSD by the secretary quite some time ago.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes from October 18th?
This is the August 20th. Is the October one?
These were all set.
You know, these minutes are usually sent out after the meeting.
Yeah. Right.
If members for some reason are not looking in their inbox to peruse the minutes,
I agree.
Then that's not the board or the secretary or the chair or the vice chair.
So I
move that we move on and take
the
a vote.
The question we called that asked for objection.
There was one, and now the question.
Okay. And the question has been called by who?
By Warren.
By Mr. Warren.
I'm sorry, I fell behind.
I motion to approve the October 18th minutes.
And Michael, and who seconded it?
I did.
Thank you.
Okay. Please raise your hand if you're in favor of approving the October 18th minutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 in favor, if you are opposed.
I'm going to object.
Excuse me, your objection has been in order, and due to your objection, we are taking a vote.
That's okay.
So you can vote. We're taking a no vote at this time. If you are not in favor of approving these minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4 no votes.
4 no votes, okay.
Abstentions? One. Are you abstaining?
No,
we're in the middle of a vote. Are you just voted no, and now I'm taking...
Yeah, no vote, no.
Your vote has been counted, so now we're taking abstentions. Okay, one abstention? Okay, on to our next item, number one of our last item. Approving the minutes for November 15th.
So moved.
November 15th.
Second. Are there any objections to approving the minutes? Mr.
Lafferty?
Are
there any objections? Good afternoon, Alan.
I have a headphone. I'm not here
for
long.
Give him a chair
in
the hall.
The headphones are clogging your throat.
Yeah. Hey, the creek left.
Is there any objection to November 15 minutes approval? Okay, seeing none. So move. We are on to announcements. Community announcements. I have one always. Mr. Novick?
A week from today, February 1st, the Change Links group is having a mailing and planning meeting. People are welcome to come. That's 11 o'clock Sunday, February 1st, here at the Peace Center. We'll be mailing out the February issue and discussing what you're going through. March issue of Change Links. It's an open collector process. Anybody who's welcome to join.
What time?
Time. Starting at 11 a.m. a week from today.
Here.
Right here, yes.
Everybody, please use the microphone.
Ms. Argueta?
11 o'clock, Sunday, February 1st, will be a meeting of Change Links to mail out the February issue and discuss the March issue. It's an open meeting and people are welcome to attend.
Can you
use the microphone?
I'll have to
promote mailer. There will be a mobilization to support the child of the student, the 43 students that were disappeared by the world, especially by the soldiers, by the army, the Mexican army. There will be the update mobilization from the Mexican Council at 5 p.m. So everyone wants to support this movement. Also, tomorrow it's going to be the 2401 West 6th Street in front of the Mexican Council, and at MacArthur Park.
In the day?
26th.
Oh, 20.
The 26th, tomorrow, Monday, 26th.
Ms. Parker?
Oh, you're right back. So we are going to have a, we're still continuing the $50 minimum wage campaign. We're going to extend it till the end of March. And so I have petitions here if people want to take them, share with their coworkers and things. And we also have a fundraiser with these t-shirts, and I'll put them over there. And if you don't have your size, you can take orders.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Ms. Crenshaw.
Hi, John.
I have an announcement. The Pan-African Film Festival starts on February 5th. It goes until the 16th. It will be at the Baldwin Hills, the Crenshaw Ray Theater over there at Martin Luther King and Crenshaw Boulevard. There's going to be an exhibition of artwork and different items for sale inside of the mall. February 5th through the 16th.
As part of the fund drive, you know, the initiatives that we have at the Spanish language programming committees and you know, association, we are doing a fund drive of the Dia de Moro y Amistad. So, how do you say that in English?
Valentine's
Day, okay. It's a Valentine's Day, and that will be, you know, the 14th. So go to
KPSK.
Go to the website, and then you have the address right there. There will be like different groups playing, you know, music and food and everything. It's gonna be all whatever we get is for KPSK. So that's the type of different events that we are gonna be doing as part of the programming in Spanish. You know, from now on, you know, instead of just relying on the regular fund drives, you know, we'll do those things too.
Okay, it's just at the station?
No, it's gonna be somewhere else. Oh. I'm not there. Okay. But you can see the KTSK.org, you know, is there.
It's on one of the banners.
It's on one of the banners, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Come on in, welcome. There's chairs.
Angela Birdsong, Liberated Sisters.
Angela?
And the Hutchinson report. And the announcement. I made my announcement. Any further announcements?
Okay.
Scheduling, location of announcement, meeting. The next governance committee meeting will be on Monday, February 15th, here at the Peace Center at 7:30 p.m. All are welcome. The next finance committee meeting is on Tuesday, February the 17th at 7:30 at KPFK at the radio station. The next local station board meeting is scheduled at this same location at the Peace Center for Wednesday, February the 18th. It's at 7 p.m. Outreach committee?
Thursday is station.
This
coming Thursday?
Thursday.
We'll get it.
7 o'clock at the station.
Thursday is
19th.
Okay, 19th. The 19th. At what time?
7
o'clock. Thank you.
The wrong time, Rachel.
It's 7 o'clock at the radio station. Personnel committee. Do we have a member here to announce the next meeting? Okay, still to be determined. Program Oversight Committee?
We don't have a date yet.
No date yet. National Board Committee of Inclusion?
To be determined.
All right.
Who's the lack of participation?
Mr. Novick?
That's it. There was a meeting scheduled of the General Manager Search Committee for Saturday, but with some objections and conflict, so I'm asking that the members of that committee meet after this meeting to determine a time and date.
Are you saying the one to the 31st is going to be canceled or is canceled?
Apparently there are too many conflicts with that meeting, so it won't be happening. We'll have to schedule another date.
Ms. Thompson?
You know, the outreach committee has never given a report to the OSB, nor to personnel, or the program oversight committee. So I would like to request that if they want to still consider themselves a committee of this board, that they make a report as to what they're doing. And I believe that the outreach committee just had some event where they raised money, and I would like to see some financial breakdowns of how that worked out for us.
Have you gotten any
reports from any of these events that are going on, and what money is raised and where it goes?
I would like to say thank you for your request. I would also like to remind the community that either we have not had quorum for the meetings where they have been on the agenda to give a report, or the meetings have started late, or there was a time certain and their agenda item was cut short. They have been here present, ready to give reports at time. I didn't want to respond to that.
Chair, point of order, it's not on the agenda. This is only a discussion of the scheduling of the meeting. Please move on.
I would like to respond to the problem with the outreach report and the scheduling. We would like to schedule.
We gave our ground rules for communication already, so.
She just didn't have to see you. She'll call him.
You did respond in challenging
John, it's okay.
The request. So I would like to say that we need to have that on the agenda.
Okay. The agenda has been approved, so we're moving forward.
You guys have to ask.
No,
I do have a chair and report. It is very brief. I did want to thank all of the board members. It's been a rough year. With attendance and with quorum and the struggle with elections. And so members who were able to make it here, who did not plan on being here, thank you. We have new members because other members could no longer serve on this committee. And we wanted to give our gratitude to them as well. Also, as a representative of the youth, I strongly present the mission statement to my students so that they know that there's a KPFK in the community. And in my heart, I pray, if you're an atheist, if it doesn't relate, if we all speak to each other, it is our role to to show the youth that we are leaders, that they have a place and to support this community, and that, you know, to make it here for the meetings and during the meetings to make sure that there are, that we are working towards solutions, that when things are voted on in the community, that we are here to represent, each part of the community. So hopefully we can pulled together a little bit tighter. We have one more year because we did not have elections to serve. And so, where it goes from here, this is the first meeting of the year. Mainly in our differences, if we agree to disagree or if we agree to unite, that we are thinking about the future. Who needs to listen and have a place to listen to, because that voice is getting crushed. And so we need to take our fight into the eyes of the youth and into the future and keep that mission statement. It's very powerful. And so hopefully we can look forward to that. Yes, so the directors, this time was asked for director's report.
6 minutes total after 1 hour. Yes, 6 minutes total. And any leftover from the
right,
her from the chair's 5 minutes.
No, I thought the chair.
This is 6 minutes to 11:30.
Yeah,
everything.
Okay,
just
thank you.
Okay. Kim? Who are the?
Kim? D&D director.
Any reports to any of the directors?
Olivia?
Any PMB report?
No.
Well, hold on then, please.
Kim and I are both on the personnel committee of the Citizen National Board, and pleased to say that for the past 2 days we've been able to conduct balloting
and we had a very impressive pool of candidates, and I've got to say that almost entirely due to Kim Coughlin, who did a lot of the advertising. So we had a very large and very impressive qualified group of candidates. Yes, I'm sorry, for executive director. And so that's usually a gargantuan effort, because you have to read all of the resumes, which are an enormous quantity, have a metric by which to evaluate them, we heard interviews from the personnel committee of these candidates. 13 of them, we decided, were qualified enough to be interviewed and so forth. And so now we are in the midst of selecting a candidate, which is like a huge, one of the few really concrete accomplishments of this year for the Pacific Management Board. Thank you.
Let me just say, if I may, that since there's four, there's a minute, at the time table, there's a minute and a half for each.
Okay. So we work in the National Programming Committee of the PNB, and two main things, you know, that we've been dealing with was the programming councils that was approved, you know, some time ago, but, you know, has not been put in force, and also the maker of the motion was requested to send them over because it seems like there was not enough, you know, clarity. So as no answer, you know, we have no answer yet. So also, we work with the task force, which, you know, I think we're going to have to talk about more, you know, in detail. And that task force is actually linked with this motion that was approved in 2011 as well as 2006 about a new Spanish language programming that is going to go nationally. And it's been approved by the committee, the programming committee, and it's going to be sent the request to the either interim or the new executive director, whatever it's going to be in the future. So it's going to be implemented nationally. That's something that's going to be done. And basically, the motion, you know, the way that, you know, was written in those days and the way that it's being redone, basically, it's the 2011 was that no later than 7 days after the end of this meeting, that was a meeting in Washington, or soon thereafter, the chief director shall direct the managers of all 5 stations to issue an open call to all of those programmers who might be interested in participating in the development and implementation of a 1-hour-a-day public affairs a news program based in the Pacific Coalition National Policy. So that
includes
the
okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Reyes?
Yes, I just would like to report. My name is Lauren Reyes, and I just like to report that it was a great honor to represent this board and represent the listeners that have buzzed my ear about issues and asked questions and as such, but it was a very difficult year because of obviously the lawsuits and the harm that I believe that those lawsuits did to the foundation. And you know, it's in the public domain. That's why I'm discussing it. And so, in regards to that, I will continue to remain active in committees. I served on 3 committees pretty faithfully, I believe. Party missed me, and so I'm going to continue to do that because I believe that I'm effective in that way. But other than that, I am not running this year, so I will support Brenda Medina completely for the record. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Kaufman?
All right, well, I'm Kim Kaufman, and I am part of the minority. And one of the biggest activities that the PNB is involved with is the investigation by the state of California in the form of the Attorney General. the present management has failed to produce an audit for 2013, which the latest deadline was last June. Whether we can legally raise funds is we'll see. That's why you have to file an audit for the state. KPFK has no financial records for the entire year of 2014. This is going to be a problem for the 2014 audit. It's doubtful whether it can get done in time. The audit would have had to start in January in order to qualify for the next round of $1.1 million funding in CCB, which of course we can't get, but you know, our sisters could get it. The majority here just passed a KPFK budget that is about $500,000 in deficit. There are, as I've said, no expenses related to that are realistic, and the revenue is about, you know, $500,000 of fantasy revenue, which people know, they have known, and they say, well, what are you going to do? We're just going to pass it. There are three people on the payroll who are not even in the budget. This is a problem of not being forthright with our listeners. And, you know, this is all about, in my opinion, breaking up a network or not. I mean, there are motions out there to start looking at selling WBAI, and I object to that, and that's what the majority objects to.
The timekeeper, just to let you know that there's actually 39 or 40 seconds left because a couple people didn't take all of their time.
Speak on the mic, please.
There's about 40 seconds left of this 6-minute item. If people, if you wanted to find it out.
You should not have the phone. Real quickly, sorry to interrupt. If anybody has just walked in, there is food next door in this room. Please help yourself to a plate. And thank you, Lee, for providing that food. Thank you. So we are on to item number 6, the interim general manager's report summary.
Will there be no listener question response?
No.
We are
up till now.
Correct.
Yeah, the first listener comment is in the next item,
for
the GM report.
GM
report.
Good afternoon, y'all. Thank you for coming out on a Sunday afternoon. I didn't put much of a report, or really a report together for January. I did put my perspective and sort of my assessment, having reached my 6 months, or beginning my 6 months as interim general manager. And these 6 months have certainly been a great challenge to myself professionally. And as a listener and someone who does believe in KPFK, I did inherit quite a mess, and I've been working to fix that mess and then also to bring some innovation to KPFK as well. I don't have much to report on, but I do want to relinquish any time remaining for my report to questions and answers to the public, or for the public.
So, four minutes and 10 seconds.
My comment is just to do that.
People who know right now they'd like to be heard on this topic, raise your hands and I'll start a list. So we got Lamont, we've got Grant, we've got Mike. Rodrigo, did you have your hand up?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll put you right there. That's okay. All right, that's enough for now. That's five. Lamont?
Okay, my comments are brief.
This is only for people on this board.
Okay, Zoo, can you first tell us, just a quick comment, when do you expect to have a report for us, financial report? It's absolutely essential. And within that regard, because we have a lot of matters to discuss, what is the status of the Pacifica Radio Archives? Because they are in need too, and they ought not be just rendered to a second, tertiary class position within the network.
Thank you. Can we go ahead and take the questions first, and then... Is there any objection to taking the questions first?
He could bank them.
Let's take some questions first. Okay, either one's fine. All right, go ahead, Rodrigo, and then Rodrigo. Yeah, the fundraising coming up, how long is it going to take, and also, you know, what is the update in terms of the usage of these systems, you know, the answering systems that I've been really opposed to it, because it's been proved that they work for groups that are attacking immigrants. So the money of, we raise actually is going to hate groups that are prosecuting my people. So I want to know when that thing is going to end up, you know, and when we're going to come back to the volunteers answering system, which was a great thing in the way. We need to know also how much are we paying for it, you know, and, you know, if it is really worth it, you know, what we are doing. And that's it.
Thank you. Lawrence.
Thank you. Yes, from what I understand from the CFO's report, Mr. Shuberry, there was, there's a possibility of saving anywhere from 38,000 to 40,000 each fund drive as a result of not using the answering service. Can you answer to that? And also in regards to the Temple of Hip Hop, how is that going? And are you planning any further innovations, such as maybe new satire with David Chappelle, somebody like that?
Luis? What I want to ask is,
yes, what efforts have been made in regards to increasing programming for the Mexican-American, Chicano, Chicano communities? How many program proposals are in the pipeline?
Thank you. Mike?
Yeah, as you know, the National Board approved the budget with the proviso that management come up with $250,000 in cuts. So I'm wondering if you could speak to that. We did have a meeting of the Finance Committee where the interim business manager gave some estimates about the time for catching up on the reporting. But the larger question is still how to balance our budget. The other question I have from what you have sent out previously to the board is if you could say more about the effort to survey the listeners and some ideas about refreshing and improving our programming so that we can build our listening audience.
All right, thank you. Do we list?
I have a question.
Well, you want to be on the list. Brenda? Fred? Okay. No? Okay, go ahead. And then maybe we'll let you respond at that point. No, no, after you.
Can you do that?
All right, go ahead. Brenda.
Okay, hi. Thank you, Zuberi, for coming. So I have a couple questions. One is in regards to the signal. So going to Santa Clarita, like kind of just the Mexican station, the Spanish station takes over. So some, I don't know, it's kind of spotty right there. So I wanted to know how our signal is doing in other areas. Two is, I know you mentioned, there was something that you mentioned, I think, a couple months back in regards to trying to either do more advertising, and I remember you were doing the billboards. Is there any updates with that and any new efforts that we're looking at doing? And then the 13th is, what's the process, or is there a process in trying to digitized as we're getting our membership budget. Since we are getting a phone answering service, is that being digitized or are we still getting stuff that's handwritten?
Okay.
Thank you. My question is regarding volunteers and coordinating for volunteers. Because Jesse's not there, I was wondering how do people from the community, how do they report their hours so they can become members? And can you explain how we can get those records in?
All right. Can we let him now answer, and then we'll start with you on the next round? Is that okay? Go ahead.
All right. I'll start with Lamont. When will there be a financial report? Well, let me give a little, somewhat of a brief history of what's been going on last year. Before my tenure, as you know, Bernard had stepped down in January. Anthony was also let go from the station. I think having to change the general manager and the business manager in the same month and having two new individuals, Napoleon, and there was another who was supposed to be the business manager, came and worked for one day, and then that was it. And so Napoleon had taken his place. And Richard Porofsky, interim general manager, flew back and forth from Berkeley and L.A. to manage both stations, which I think is a handful for any one individual to manage these two stations. So you have a new IGM who isn't familiar with the books and or the operations, the day-to-day operations with KPFK, and or familiar with the people that do work there. And then you have a business manager who now I feel it wasn't 100% qualified to even run that office. And this was after me having the opportunity to work with him since I took the IGM position in July. In July, as I started to become familiar with both, becoming oriented upon, you know, myself, orienting myself with the interim general manager position and gaining an understanding of what was going on. So it did take some months for me to get an understanding. There wasn't a lot of support from the national office in supporting my acclimation into the station on the interim general manager level. And I think Napoleon, too, didn't have any support or any direction in the way that he should have recorded our finances. So that left us, as was said earlier, about a year of no accurate financial reporting. So here we are in December. Napoleon was dismissed, and I interviewed, me and Raul interviewed some candidates. It's for a temp from Apple One. We hired Tracy, who I feel is very qualified. She was the last interview, and after we finished speaking with her, I knew that she was the right candidate for this.
I'm only interrupting you to point out that.
Oh, because
How many
minutes do I have?
Well, it's not just you, but the board, too.
Okay.
This is, people could always move to extend time, but there's 15 minutes. We've used eight of them.
All right.
You've got a number of questions to answer, and I know some other people want to ask you questions.
And if I don't get to your, you know, to answer your questions, please feel free to call or email me at igm@kpfk.org. Now, in terms of the archives, you know, I'd like to say that KPFK has stood with the archives. We tried something new with MLK Day, which I feel was a modest success. And me and Brian have worked closely. And you know, as I told them, you know, I got you, I got the archives back as much as we can do. And my actions and my decisions have certainly lived up to that. And I feel that Brian should be the one that actually speaks on the archive. I think every board member on every level, every station, needs to come together to help save the archives. I mean, this is Pacifica's treasure that we're talking about, and I don't think we should let that go lightly, because if we do let that go lightly, how much is that going to say about how we conduct ourselves in preserving our history? Fund drive begins February 3rd. We will not be using ComNet anymore. I believe I did mention last in December that would be the last fund drive that we would use youth combat. I also had sent to the board, I believe in my December report, an outline to modernize and to create a different experience in the phone room. So there are various phases that we are going through. I won't elaborate here due to time, but for members of the public, I can certainly send that to you. So in the first phase in December, we had purchased a plugin that works with our current membership database called MemSys. In order to streamline the process in taking donations and having that information inputted into our membership database. There was a question for information at the Finance Committee about that aspect of MemSys, so I'll be putting something together for you guys. In this second phase, we will be setting up one or two terminals that will act as a test ground for this and also give us an opportunity to design the training manual necessary. We also intend to have it provide the workstations or the web interface. It works on a web interface in English and Spanish. But however, for this fund drive, we will be using another call service, which was highly recommended from our D.C. station. So myself, Quincy from KPFA and D.C. Worked on a collective bargain with Telerep. Lawrence, Temple of Hip Hop, we've had a great response from the community on the Temple of Hip Hop. It does excite me to get emails and text messages during the show and how much people appreciate it. So I think it was a great decision. Also, it's not just about the program. This individual, KRS-One, wants to do a lot for the station, and I think he's one of an ideal programmer. Programmers that are willing to do more than just doing programs, such as, you know, Rodrigo, going above and beyond what they do on the air, and, you know, doing what they can to raise money for the station. So I'm looking forward to working with him as well as our programmers. Increased Spanish programming. We haven't decided on what significant changes we're going to make as of yet. We just started doing a listener survey, which I feel is necessary to get input.
Again, just to let see what the board's pleasure is. We're 12 minutes now, but a 15-minute item.
Move to extend.
How long?
Second.
5 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Move to second.
I substitute to 5 minutes.
Plenty of time for public comment.
My goal.
So first we have an amendment.
Substitute.
It was seconded?
Yeah.
So there's a substitute motion for 5 minutes to extend. Is there any objection?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll take a vote. If you're in favor of extending for 5 minutes, please raise your hand.
Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
In favor, the 6 in favor, floor. If you object, we get your home. I know, and then there was a substitute motion.
So we're going to substitute.
So we're going to substitute.
Right.
So if you are not in favor of the substitute motion to extend 5 minutes, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 moves. Abstention?
Three abstentions?
Three abstentions. I counted. The motion failed, so we'll go back to the original motion to extend for 10 minutes. If you're in favor, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yes? No? 1. Abstention? Okay. 2. Motion carries. We'll extend for 10 minutes.
Good. Okay. So we have a made. Where is I on? Spanish programming. We haven't made any decisions at this moment to increase Spanish programming. I believe a few meetings ago, LSB meetings ago, I did say I wanted to create the conditions to make changes, improvements in programming across the board, both English and Spanish. I did put out a programmer survey, which has given me a wealth of feedback from programmers. And as we go into this year, one of my goals is to work with programmers more and improve communication between programmers and the actual station and myself. Because if we're going to pride ourselves on community radio, I think we need to work with one another on an increased level than we have been doing. So my actions and decisions have certainly expressed that. We've tried to do the meetings once a month, but it looks like coming from the survey, we'll be doing a programmer summit once or twice a year. I'm looking at being able to provide training and workshops throughout the year for all programmers to improve their ability to create program content and also to do social media, etc. All right, Michael Novick, cuts and proposed cuts.
Luis, yeah, what was your question?
I'm not sure if you understand my question.
Sure.
My question was in regard not to Spanish language programming,
okay,
but to the increase in programming in the Mexican American Chicano community, and how many proposals are in the pipeline. What efforts have you made to increase programming?
Okay. I didn't put it in this report, but I'll somewhat make an announcement. There is a new website in the works. I got a chance to look at the alpha stage of it earlier this month. The beta version is slated to come out in March. This is where I'm going with this. The website, the concept behind this website is content driven. So what I want to do is open up opportunities, additional opportunities to create content that can either be on the air or both on the air and on the web and have some web exclusive. One of the ideas that has been going around is that we take a model, if you're familiar with Vice Magazine, they produce kind of immersive journalistic pieces. I think we should somewhat take that model and produce content in that way. But with our mission statement and our values, exploring various social issues and ills in Southern California, and also providing solutions. This also gives an opportunity for members of the community at large to, one, engage engage with other members in the community to have their issues addressed. I hope I'm answering your question, but in terms of having proposals on the table, I can't give you an exact number. Alan and myself, we do get a number. If you want to mention anything? We do get a number of proposals all the time, but until we really fix the house, there isn't going to be significant changes as of yet. Michael Novick, proposed cuts. Until we finish the quarterlies, which when we met with Tracy the other day, I think she had explained that she is working on it. That is the priority I've set for her. And once we do have those numbers and we can look at how we performed over the last 3 months and possibly compare it to how we've done in 2013-2014 fiscal year, then we'll be able to make some concrete decisions on where will we cut. Yes, the state of the station as it is not going to be saved financially by just cuts alone. When I did step into this position, having been working at KPFK, I felt it was necessary that we also got to start thinking about generating a significant amount of revenue off the air. And we've set up some resources for both board members and programmers to utilize to help raise some funds, the text to donate, double donations and volunteer grants. I've taken it upon myself to apply for grants, and I certainly call on members of the community and members of the board to send us any grant opportunities that we can apply for to raise additional funds off the air.